Sí, sure. My, this may seem a somewhat unusual way to begin this short owada, but my generation, people, we completely lost all faith in the Nobel Peace Prize in the early 1970s when Kissinger was awarded this after arranging for the bombing of civilians and villages throughout Laos and Cambodia. Hundreds of thousands of people, civilians, died. And that's apart from the role that he played in the massacres of left-wing and just ordinary people in Indonesia. And he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. So I came up over the years with my own alternative Nobel Peace Prize and a list of people who I'd give it to. And one of them, and I don't even know his name or her name, but it's the person who thought about putting these timers on traffic lights around the world. If you think how much stress has been eliminated from the world, you know, every single traffic light, and you multiply that all around the world, you know, before, you know what it was like before? You know, oh, come on, you know, it's like, why is it always me? Why is it always red when I, and so there are so many just unnoticed and unremarkable people creating peace in this world. And when you get your phones back, and you'll find that the world is in even more of a mess than usual right now. And there's a war going on, and there's going to be a lot of anger and fear and anxiety. And so you're the peace bringers, okay? And you don't have to give Dhamma talks, but create a little bit of peace around you in your own world, in your families and the people. And the one thing I wanted to point, I think I'd have pointed out, is that we have this inherent and natural feeling and appreciation of giving. You know, without, you know, whether you're a religious person, you're not a religious person, what religion, giving is something about giving that uplifts our heart. And in the world where more and more of our life is devoted to consumption and what's coming at us, and then we tend to feel for ourselves as like the subject and or wanting people to look at us. And you know, a lot of society these days bases look at me, you know, and trying to find ways that you're different and stand out and attract attention. So it's all sort of what's, so just turning that over. And in any kind of situation, one good thought is, what good thing could I bring to this situation? Is there one good thing? Is there one good thought? You know, and is this so bad, so terrible that I can't bring something good to it? If it's just some words of comfort or just a kind, okay? Especially if you're in one thing, when you're going through airports and train stations, share a smile, share words of appreciation for the people who are sweeping the floors and the people in the toilets. And these, you just, you know, they're the kind of the unseen people and nobody pays any attention to them. And just say, thank you, you know, I appreciate the clean, you know, it's very clean toilet, appreciate your work. And this is just this, you know, can increase the quality of your life and increase the quality. And just for somebody, just there, somebody actually noticed me today and said, thank you. And so awakening to all the goodness and the small acts of kindness around you, and say, long live these people, you know, may they prosper. And it's all workable, it's all doable. This is the lion's roar, you know. Everything's workable, you know. We can't solve problems, but even you bring them down a notch. Can't make everybody happy, but maybe just a little bit, just a tiny bit. And keep coming back to the real world, body and mind, again, again, again. That's where you find your anchor, that's where you find your compass, that's where you find your purpose and sense of meaning. So, Anumodana, everyone, and yes, safe journeys home, and see you all again, I hope. Yeah. Mm-hmm.